you absolutely refuse to eat? 651-641-1071. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 1071, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer. What food do you refuse to eat? So the reason we're asking is because Ina Garten, you know, the Barefoot Contessa, has a bunch of food, not a bunch. She's got a few things that she says, like, I'll eat anything, but there are some things I refuse to eat. And it got me thinking, and it got you thinking too, didn't it, Bradley?
Oh, it sure did.
Yeah. What do you refuse to eat? 651-641-1071. Do you want to know her answers first, or shall we go to the phones?
No, let's hear what she said.
Okay, so the first thing she won't eat is cilantro, because she is one of those people for whom cilantro tastes like soap. So
no,
she
that's
does.
Unfortunate.
She does. I think so too, because I love me some cilantro.
Could you
I
not
will
love
have
cilantro?
All of hers. But I do see if it tastes like soap, you might not want to eat it.
Sure.
But the other thing she says she won't eat is she says, I'm not big on things with eyeballs.
Also, that begs the
things
question.
Things with eyeballs or eyeballs themselves?
I think that she's talking about the eyeballs.
Okay.
Like, who is making you eat eyeballs? That's so Ina Garten. Like, girl, I ain't had eyeballs on my plate in a while.
Mm-hmm. No, the assumption is that she means things like whole roasted pigs or fish that haven't been butchered beforehand. You know, when
whole
you get like
roasted
a whole
pigs. I've had a lot of those on my table.
I mean, don't they usually
again,
take the eyeballs
fancy.
Out of those things before they
I would
put them on the spit?
Put like an apple in there or something?
No, that's the mouth. They don't put apples in the eyes.
Grapes?
I don't know. That's a good idea.
Kumquats?
Mm. Anyway, so eyes, eyeballs, and also she won't eat cilantro, and she also won't eat foam. She doesn't like foamy things.
That's
I'm not
such a weird.
No, I don't foam? Eat foam either. When I
what do you mean you don't eat no foam?
Foam is fancy.
Okay, good. Okay. When I go get my latte,
you don't like foam?
I ask for no foam. Oh. 100% of the time. I do not like it. Feels like a waste to me.
Okay.
I want more substance. I don't need like the airy bubbles.
You don't have FOMO?
Cute. I see what you did there. Who do we have? Oh, and by the way, also store-bought Parmesan cheese, which just is so D-baggy. I can't even.
It is D-baggy, but I totally agree.
Store-bought, like,
what she
wants to make it herself?
Store-bought. I think she meant like the shaved stuff that looks like toenails.
Shelf stable.
And it's like covered in wood pulp.
Okay. Which,
and it's
again,
from the queen.
We call that snow at our house. Holly Roberts.
Just say when.
Anyway. No, I do like a good fresh parma. A little Parmigiano Reggiano. Who's on the phone?
We just sound like
Holly.
It's okay.
I know.
Let's go to Jack.
Hi, Jack. Jack, what do you absolutely refuse to eat?
Well, growing up in northern Minnesota on the shore of Lake Superior, I no longer eat smelt. But when it comes to, you know, things that people know, I don't eat circus peanuts, candy corn, or jelly beans.
Just oh, okay. Candy. That's kind of a wide range there. Smelt?
You know what they do say peanuts. Too, Jack? He who smelt it dealt it.
Don't listen to her, Jack. Yeah. She's Jack, 12.
I am. Thank you for calling, Jack.
That would make a great restaurant.
I could hear it.
She literally was sitting on it. We could smell it. That would make a great, like, smelt shop.
I know. He who smelt it, dealt it.
He who denied it, supplied it.
Or it could be like, smelt it. Can I help you?
It could just be smelt it, dealt it. Anyway. We'll work on our smelt shop later. Do we have any other callers?
Kirsten's on the line.
Okay, great. Hi, Kirsten. Kirsten, what will you absolutely refuse to eat?
Well, anything that looks like it did before it was food. So, like calamari, I can see there's tentacles, so that just freaks me out. Or octopus. Or even like a fish with the head on it.
Anything that resembles its living being.
Right. Yes. Yep.
I get that. I totally get that. That makes sense to me. I will eat it on your behalf, but I totally understand that.
I hear that a lot. It makes me sad because I feel like people need to be closer to the things that they're eating.
Like cuddle them?
Well, no, you need to understand. I'm not saying that this listener in particular is having that experience, but sometimes I wonder if like kids who are like, I don't eat things with bones.
Yeah.
You know, like it's because they maybe haven't. I don't know, been part of the, you know, process.
They haven't been part of the process.
Like the meat process, right? Yeah. Like, we don't all have to butcher the meat that we eat. But, like, you should know, right?
And be right, comfortable that it's with actual, it's an actual animal.
It is an animal, and you have respect for it.
Blah, I will blah, blah. Say we had a conversation similar to this at my house the other day when we actually had pulled pork for dinner, and my kids were like, oh, it's so gross. Ugh, it's from a pig. Ugh. And I was like, how's that hot dog?
Right?
That you love.
Or, like, chicken nuggets.
Right. I'm like, that's chicken. Well, I mean, I don't know. But, like, yeah, this is all the stuff that we're eating is the stuff that you like when it's dressed up and made, you know, like fish sticks.
Yeah.
You like fish sticks. Why you like fish sticks, but you don't like the fish?
That's like my partner is that way. He doesn't like things with bones. I'll just put it that way.
There's a lot of people who don't like things with bones. Yeah.
I don't really care, but I will say I do get a little frustrated when I get one of those errant, like, walleye bones or something that just gets you like a toothpick by accident. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The little tiny ones. Well,
mostly because
you
don't want to choke to death.
Right. Or they just, like, I don't know, they just kind of hurt a little bit.
I also realize I am not part of the average because I like to eat bones.
Excuse me?
Like, you know, like when you're... Like when you roast a chicken, it gets real crispy. I love to just crunch, crunch on them bones.
Wait, you actually chew it and then swallow
not like
it?
I am so worried about what is going on inside your
don't
body.
Don't you like a chicken wing, for example? You roast up some chicken wings, they get real crispy.
Yeah.
And you know, the end, the little like phalange off the end, that is good. You just crunch, crunch.
No.
Or like on fried chicken, like the rib bones sometimes get real crunchy crunchy and you just
can we make an agreement? When you get your first colonoscopy, can you bring the pictures to me? Because I do just want to see like
I also eat peanuts.
That's why I'm so concerned about what's going on.
Peanuts, I said, you perverts.
Thank you. He eats the shells of the peanuts. Just crunches them up.
Well, how else do you get the salt?
Lick it.
Yeah, you could suck on it a little bit.
Yeah.
But you got a bunch of, like, wet shells.
Okay.
You need to put them in the trash.
I mean, I'm more worried about what is... You know what? We got to go. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, we got to talk about the Kardashians.
Oh, yes,
it's so obvious. We'll tell you what's so obvious after this on My Talk 107.1. It's time for a Kardashian update. It's so obvious. It's the Colleen and Bradley show on MyTalk 107.1, streaming live at MyTalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
What up?
What's so obvious, Bradley?
It's so obvious. The Kardashians are not getting a divorce, I don't think. There's a number of things we need to talk about, but I think that, like, for me, it's increasingly becoming clear that they're not getting divorced, evidenced by a variety of it's so obvious moments. Like, for example, I didn't realize this because it's hard keeping track of the space-time continuum with the Kardashians. They just finished, finally, their last season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians before they go off and do whatever is next.
At Hulu. It just finished? I thought it was done for a while now.
No, so there was a story in TMZ. It's our last filming of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. They had the last supper, and they had this big supper together, and everybody was celebrating, which also doesn't seem like a good thing to be doing right
now.
Yeah,
but they tossed those rules out the window.
They don't care.
Long ago.
They probably have had the vaccine for 3 months.
Right, they probably got it before it was made.
Yeah. So there's the story in TMZ about how it's a wrap, and I was like, oh my God. Okay, so that's why I feel like that's why we're talking about all of this. Like, they're setting the stage for whatever's coming next, and we talked a little bit about that yesterday, so to catch everybody up, there's a rumor, obviously, and some people wouldn't even say it's a rumor. Some people would say it's true that Kim and Kanye are getting divorced. Well, we've never had any confirmation from anyone directly. It's all sources.
Yeah, and that's confirmation with a K.
It's confirmation with a K, and the source is an exclusive. That's a K as well.
Mm-hmm. And her name is Chris.
And her name is
and
Chris.
That is a K.
And that is a K. Right? Like, so I think that they're pushing that storyline. I just don't think the storyline is totally true. And that's not saying that I think they're happily married either.
No. Yeah, so actually, thank you for saying that, Bradley, because I think that that's when we argue our position on the Kim and Kanye situation. It's not either they are in honeymoon beautiful marriage town or they're getting a divorce. They have been living separately, kind of just existing this way for so long. And we're not saying anything, or at least I'm not saying anything about the health or happiness of whatever marriage exists. But I'm with you. I just don't think they're actually headed toward divorce. Or at least it's not as imminent as the tabloids will have you believe.
Yeah, like for all we know, they got divorced already. And we are just now a part of the narrative to like watch that play out. Like, because what the Kardashians do, what Kris Jenner does, is seed, and that's S-E-E-D, seed the tabloids with stories that are appropriate to the timeline of whatever reality series they're currently trying to get eyeballs on.
Right.
Which means, for all we know, they could have been divorced for a year, and we're going to find that out in the next season of whatever reality experience they are going to take to their new streaming partner over at Hulu. So like I'm saying, we're all suckers for whatever timeline, and any headlines about the Kardashians that are in tabloids at this moment cannot be trusted.
Yeah.
And because if they really were getting divorced, you would see something indicating that beyond sources.
Well, and I think we've even said this, like, if they're gonna, like, what is the point of, when usually when a couple in Hollywood gets divorced, the announcement is they've gotten divorced or they've split,
exactly.
Right?
Or what they're separated.
So you have to actually think about, like, what is the actual point of stringing along this rumor that they're going to get a divorce? It's to get people talking.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, if you're going to get a divorce, just get a divorce. If you're going to get separated, just get separated. Do it and then send out the press release.
Exactly. And you would also see stories like, so we first saw headlines, like I remember very specifically, Kim and Kanye are getting divorced. Okay, well, then you started to see Kim and Kanye aren't divorced yet, but they're going to counseling and divorce is very much on the table.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Right.
Okay, so which is it? They're getting divorced or they're in marriage counseling and things are rough? Because we've been down this road before. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to see, like, some actual divorce stuff happening.
Mm-hmm. Here's the important thing. This is the thing that I remind myself of frequently when we are reading tabloid stories or hearing the tabloid rumors. It is perfectly possible for celebrities to keep information about their private lives away from the media. It is perfectly possible. And you can tell me stories about why that's not true, and I will recite back to you celebrities who did and have kept their private lives away from the paparazzi.
Yeah.
And I mean people that you care about that were able to keep, like, Adele, for example, people care about what's going on in her personal life. And she has always managed to maintain privacy. Beyonce and Jay-Z, they have always maintained privacy. Kim and Kanye, the reason we know this stuff is because they are telling the story. And when I say they, as you said earlier, I mean Kris Jenner.
Exactly. So again, just to reiterate, they very well may be divorced. They may be getting divorced.
They may have never gotten married. Plot twist.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm serious.
I wouldn't be surprised. We have rumors about the end of their marriage have existed since they got married, because I remember very specifically, however many years ago, 2014, so 6 years ago, that we were very quickly saying the marriage isn't going to last the year.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's because we just were taking these headlines to mean whatever, you know, they were hinting at. But now it's like, okay, I've seen enough of these headlines. Like, why would I keep seeing these headlines but no actual developments?
Right.
Also, who in their right mind would say that Kim Kardashian is planning on getting a divorce? She just hasn't told Kanye yet.
Is
Kanye blind?
Right.
Like, he can read.
That is like saying you're going to go past your first week trial of Discovery Plus. Don't tell Jamie.
Yeah. Like, I know full well one of you bitches have probably texted him. I don't mean you or Holly. I mean one of you listeners. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, you're absolutely right. Like, I know if I say that, it could get back to him. And I kind of feel like if Kim Kardashian even uses a source to speak out the side of her mouth to Page Six or People,
Kanye's got his Google alert set. It's going to come right into his inbox, y'all.
I'm not stupid. I mean, I've been stupid. But on this issue, I think we're getting smarter.
Yeah.
Now, that said, really quickly, page six was entertaining. Okay, so if they do get divorced, what does that mean? And I will say that they got a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
Because they did this whole breakdown of who gets what.
And they both are going to be real rich.
Well, there's a prenup, and this is according to a story from Forbes, that Kim is going to get $1 million every year for the marriage that she's had. So that would be $6 million.
$6 million, yeah.
She also gets to keep any gifts.
Okay, so she's going to get to keep all them cars. Oh, no, wait, that's, yeah. Yeah, remember he just bought her a bunch of cars?
Yeah, he got her five, I think, wasn't it five cars?
A lot of cars.
Five Maybachs.
Golden rings, I think. Yeah, no.
Gold rings.
Yeah, I mean, they're both going to be okay. Don't worry about them. Mm-hmm. When we come back, we've got dumb people doing dumb things, crazy, stupid idiots. After this, on the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1. Dumb people doing dumb things. We'd love to tell you about them on the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer. And these are your crazy, stupid idiots.
Well, then, I guess one could say that's a crazy, stupid idiot. Yeah! Colleen and Bradley present CSI. It stands for crazy, stupid idiots.
It sure does. Why? Pew, pew, pew. Because the world is full of crazy, stupid idiots. Dumb people doing dumb things repeatedly over and over again, oftentimes in the state of
Florida.
Florida.
Other places like. Where are we going first, Trina?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I forgot I was first. Okay, so I would like to take you to the world.
I live in that place.
That is where this next story takes place.
Okay.
And specifically, I would like to take you to the internet, because that's where I found this story. I don't even know how to set this the stage for this story, other than to tell you there are some weird people in the world, and here's why. Have you ever heard of something called a cellmate?
I mean, that is when you're in jail, and there's another person that shares a cell with you.
Yeah, that's usually what it means, but there's like a product called cellmate. It is an internet-connected chastity cage.
Oh, what? No, I do not know about that.
A chastity cage?
So let's say, like me, you have a unit down there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for the low price of something, you can buy this thing that straps up on your unit, and then someone to whom you give control can lock down your unit, kind of like a chastity belt. Remember those?
Yep. Mm-hmm. There's a reason we don't usually use those,
some
right?
Some people like to do this. It's part of the BDSM community. Mm-hmm. And so basically somebody can remotely lock or unlock your Schwanzengruber.
Kind of like a garage door opener.
I don't even want to know.
Well, that's not what the story... I mean, that's not the main thrust of this particular story.
Okay. Thank you.
The thrust of this story...
Do tell us what the thrust is, Bradley.
Well, some fool... Oof. Imagine this happens. So you got one of them things, right?
Mm-hmm. And you're going to use it responsibly with consenting adults.
Yes, it's a consent thing, right? But this is why I call this behavior CSI, because... I don't know that this is the Brit. Like, if you want to do the chastity belt thing, okay, but like, what about old fashioned lock and key? Because you can make sure that that key doesn't fall into the wrong hands, unlike this internet connected device. Like,
excuse me,
have you ever heard of the internet? It's called a hacker.
Yes.
And this one is called a whacker hacker. Why? Because they hacked his
tallywhacker.
His tallywhacker got hackered. I gotta be careful. Apparently, a hacker took control of some people's internet-connected chastity devices and demanded a ransom to be paid in Bitcoin.
I don't feel comfortable with that. So this person could not use their tallywhacker
without paying a ransom that was about $750.
Oh, my word.
Now, here's the good news. There have been no reports of somebody actually getting their tallywhackered hackered. Or I should say hackered, stuck. Because this, it just gets weirder and weirder. So one of the victims said that he got a message that said the following: "Your bleep is mine now," which would be kind of scary, right?
Right?
Like all of a sudden you're like,
there's got to be an override, right? There's got to be like some weird key, like, no? There's no backup?
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Why don't you get one and tell me? I'm just kidding. Don't do it.
That is a big fat no.
How much do these things cost, P.S.?
I have no idea.
Okay, sorry.
But a victim who asked to be identified only as Richard said that he received a message from a hacker demanding a payment. He realized his cage was definitely locked and could not gain access to it. However, fortunately, the guy says, I didn't have this locked on myself while that happened.
Oh, okay. Well, thank God.
Which begs the question, who did he give it to?
It sounds like it was locked, but not on a person.
He said, I wasn't the owner of the cage anymore, so I didn't have full control over the cage at any given moment.
Oh my gosh, he passed it on. He took it from his tallywhacker and gave it to somebody else's tallywhacker.
Oh.
I just want you kids to think through things because, again, I'm fine with, you know, exploring and being curious as long as it's with consenting adults. But I'm not letting somebody control. And by the way, it's not just these like chastity things. There are some other things that are connected to the internet.
Okay.
So like if you went out of town or something,
you gotta be real careful.
I'm just saying like. You should be careful.
You gotta be real careful.
Be careful.
Maybe keep your horniness analog.
Yeah, like.
Seriously. Like.
Just because you can.
Doesn't mean you should. Mm-hmm. Okay. Would you like your next crazy stupid idiot?
But of course.
This is very unconventional, but this story is just so ding dang dumb I had to share it. It's about these two influencers, neither of whom I know. One is a Victoria's Secret model by the name of Jessica Hart, and the other one is a owner of a consignment store named Sasha Benz, but she's also an influencer, and they apparently are friends. And they are in a feud. Why are they in a feud, Bradley?
Why are they in a feud?
Because they both named their baby the same name. Do you want to know what the name is?
Well, it's an influencer, so it's got to be something like, I don't know. I got to be careful. You tell me.
Their daughters are both named Baby. Yep. I said it. Now, the reason why they felt comfortable, or one of them felt comfortable naming her daughter Baby after the other one already named their child Baby, is because she spelled it differently. Yep. So
I am so confused. What? It's the word. Why would you be upset?
So Jessica had her baby second. So first, Sasha Benz, the owner of that consignment store, who's an influencer, had a baby and named it Baby, B-A-Y-B-I.
No.
Baby. Oh, God. And then that happened 3 years ago. And then the other gal, Jessica Hart, had a newborn baby toward the end of 2020. And she called up her friend and was like, hey, FYI, we're naming our daughter Baby, but we're spelling it differently. So it's all good.
Baby.
So now there's this like big influencer war between the two of them because they named their children Baby.
Also, Jessica Hart's firstborn daughter's name is her middle name is Ray, so it's Baby Ray, and you just know everybody's like, oh, look at sweet baby Ray.
Oh, you guys.
Which is a barbecue sauce. This is so like, it was 3 years ago.
Yeah.
She's allowed. It's like when somebody named, it's like the second woman who named her daughter Madison. There's gonna be a full stampede of people naming their babies Madison and Dakota.
This is okay.
And Bree.
This is why you just gotta like
Verana.
You gotta just stay the course with your own children's names. Name them what you want to name them. Nobody's copying. Names aren't in the public domain. Okay, so you can use whatever name you want.
The public domain.
Yeah, exactly. They're in the public domain. So you don't have to worry.
Name.
Like you don't have to worry, but don't be dumb. Don't do dumb names.
Thanks. Like, if you're going to do a dumb name, don't do Baby.
Baby?
Somebody's going to call like, in and be like,
that's my kid's name.
Child's name is Baby.
Come on.
Well, can we just also talk about the reason why they apparently one of them liked it is because the character in Dirty Dancing was named Baby, but that wasn't her name.
That's a nickname.
That was her nickname. Now, imagine, let's just sit with this, okay? Baby grows up.
Oh, God.
Baby wants wants to be a lawyer. Now approaching Baby is going to, like, no, that's not, you're not setting a person up for success with the name Baby.
It's well, Johnson is giving closing arguments right
now. Yes, exactly. It's cute for
Supreme
a baby.
Supreme Court Justice Baby Ray.
It's like are you gonna have a baby and name it Granny? Like, no.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to. Granny Panty.
Don't give ideas.
Somebody's gonna name their child Granny.
At this point.
Or old man. I mean, don't name your or toddler. Don't name your child after a stage of life.
Well, one of the members of Black Sabbath was named Geezer Butler.
Okay. Was that given name Geezer?
I don't think so.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you have another crazy, stupid idiot?
I do.
All right.
And we need to go to Albuquerque.
I love Albuquerque.
And otherwise known as Albuquerque.
Mm-hmm.
And
actually only known as Albuquerque.
Yeah, I mean, I think so. Whatever. You might be right, but my grandma used to say that all the time. You might be right.
You might be right.
No, I am. And you are too. So in this case, we need to go to McDonald's in Albuquerque. And Albuquerque.
Okay.
And I need to tell you about a 34-year-old by the name of Esteban Gonzalez from Albuquerque, New Mexico. And he went to the McDonald's on Thursday.
Lucky.
Only problem, he was a crazy, stupid idiot. So you can imagine something happened along the way that was not normal.
Okay, so he went to the McDonald's and he took his Richard out for a spin. Did he?
No.
Oh, okay.
But I like where you're going. Okay. No, I don't, actually. It's disgusting.
Okay, fine.
He
squatted in front of the teller and threw
God,
Schmizy.
I wish, because it's the only story that would give me joy today. No, this had nothing to do with Schmizy's.
Okay.
And everything to do with him not getting his way, which I think is like a Burger King thing.
That's a Burger King thing, so you were in the wrong place, buddy.
Still, you're going to like it? I don't know. What's the McDonald's phrase?
I'm loving it.
He wasn't loving it. Specifically, the order that he asked for, because they apparently got his order wrong.
Did they put pickles on it and he asked for it with no pickles?
It could be. That's a very good guess. That does happen. But then there's a way to deal with it, is there not?
What I would do is I would remove the pickles and then reassemble the sandwich.
Yeah.
And then I'd eat it.
Some people would.
Second choice, I wouldn't do this, but second choice would be go to the management and say, hey, no big deal. I know sometimes you guys just get really excited about pickles. I had asked for them without pickles. Could I have one without pickles?
Yeah, because pickle juice, I understand, can be controversial.
Yeah.
Right? Like it can taint the whole bun.
And that's the worst.
You don't want to taint your buns.
No. No. Especially not the whole bun.
Right? You don't want to taint anywhere near your buns.
Anyway.
But he didn't just ask for another bun. He instead did the only logical thing for a crazy, stupid idiot. Pulled a gun on the lady at the drive-thru window.
No, sir. Yep. Wrong answer.
Now, the good news is nobody was harmed. Nobody was hurt. He did not discharge his weapon, but he did take off. He went running, which is interesting because you'd think he would have taken off in the car.
Right.
But no, he took off.
He thought he could travel quicker by foot.
Oh, excuse me. He did take off in his vehicle. But when they said chase, I thought it was like on foot, not a foot chase. It was a vehicle chase. And a police helicopter actually swooped in. And,
took him out?
Yeah, Sarah Palin was...
Okay.
No, he, they just followed him until police on the ground could catch up, you know, because when you see the helicopter, you know where the, anyway.
Where the person is.
So they caught him and he was arrested. And he said, when they asked him, why did you pull the gun on the lady just for not having the pickle? He said, I was just trying to get a hamburger. That was not a good enough answer. Yep. So he was charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
Good call. Thank you. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, we are going to play a little game called the Throwback Live. We'll do that after this on My Talk 107.1.